On a recent Saturday at the farmers market in Boulder, a small group of concerned citizens crowded into a thin slice of shade in front of the band shell. Some carried signs which doubled as fans. They gathered together in opposition of the White House's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement and in support of the growing U.S. Climate Alliance.
So today we're honoring leaders like our mayor, Suzanne Jones, here. Who are committing to do our part to reduce emissions. And we're calling on Governor Hickenlooper to make tangible his statements about taking climate change seriously by joining with 12 other states whose governors have joined the U.S. Climate Alliance.
That was Micah Parkin, Executive Director of Colorado 350 and host for this event. Similar events took place in Denver, Fort Collins, and Pueblo to get Hickenlooper's attention. Colorado 350 focuses on finding solutions to climate change at the local level. Boulder is already experiencing the effects of climate change. Wildfires increasing in both frequency and intensity have consumed thousands of acres of county land, and no one can forget the thousand-year rain in 2013 that flooded and destroyed hundreds of homes.
I just want to see a show of hands. How many of you were affected by the wildfires or the flood?
10 or so hands go up, where about 40 people sat listening to the speakers. Reflecting on these close-to-home disasters made the issue of climate change all the more urgent.
Colorado needs to be one of those states that's part of the U.S. Climate Alliance.
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor Suzanne Jones expressed her sincere intent, despite Trump's contrary decision, to keep Boulder committed to the Paris Agreement and to pressure Hickenlooper to do the same for the whole state.
We don't always agree with our governor on everything, but he has said some promising things, and now we need to push him to join this group, all right? He was part of the 11 governors that urged Trump not to withdraw. So now I think we go to him and say, well, Trump withdrew, so now you need to lead, and Colorado wants to be at the front of that parade.
Boulder already has a number of programs in place to curb emissions. County Commissioner Elise Jones explains.
We are working on carbon sequestration on our open space lands. We are working on a fossil-free pilot program to help homes and businesses get off of all fossil fuels. Our award-winning Energy Smart program to help homes and businesses become more energy efficient has served over 15,000 households in Boulder County and over 4,000 businesses, and we're going strong. We are helping launch a clean energy credit union so that homes and businesses can finance these kind of improvements that get us all off of fossil fuels. Because ultimately, if we want to save the planet, that's what we need to do.
So the affair was not all gloom and doom. The rally provided hope for the people present and a plan of action. Tables in the background provided a flat surface for people to add their names to a petition demanding Governor Hickenlooper sign the state onto the U.S. Climate Alliance.
Today, I am begging you, do not become numb to this federal administration's irresponsible gambling. There is too much at stake.
That's CU professor Phaedra Pizzullo, who is in Paris for the climate agreement negotiations as a representative of the International Environmental Communication Association.
Call the governor's office, go to the governor's website, sign on to the petition that goes to the governor, visit the city's website to find out how you can make a greater impact. Ask your workplace to commit.
She pointed out that Colorado's population is about the same as Norway's, and its GDP matches Israel's.
It makes a big difference if the state of Colorado signs on to the Paris Accord. We have a lot of people and a lot of wealth. We can make a difference.
And then let's all give a cheer for all of you who came out today and sat in the hot, burning sun, because you care enough and you are demanding climate action now.
For KGNU News, I'm Sarah Farley.